A High Place for Humiliation by Galia Al Said. Up here is a hidden cave, the entrance from an alley, dim lights, the grey stillness of an English dawn, a grainy window hanging in the sky, a frame around two lives, their bed beneath a million-ton cross, rosary and blood-red Jesus with Madonna. No numbered letterbox, many, many stairs. This is the 64th, leading to a mystery of two hidden bodies. Maybe we've escaped the madness of capitalism or the oppression of family ties. This is still London, even up here, a place high above Victoria, staring at Westminster Cathedral's clock, feeling the neighbourly shock of Lord Hume. Here two shadows swim through the silt, invisible. And this is how they want their lives. Two shadows dance every night, a dangerous flamenco or a belly dance, but chance is the two shadows dance if the mood is right, and anger corrupts the dance into a black terror. He brings it in with him from the street, treading it in every day on his boots, a returning soldier from a defeated Reich. He is tall, handsome, but behind those black eyes is the taste of failure. The odour is in the room the moment his head appears through the door. She knows the score, smells his anger, she smells her danger, she senses all that. He allows her no time but begins probing, thin questions about what she has done today. Her answers won't please him, and then his voice, hard against her. Maria, you fucking stupid, a whore. An old haggard thing, an ugly creature. What am I doing high up here with you? She silently picks at a thought, always warmly nursing her fear, in case he takes off with one of the other women, a woman like the one waiting in the cathedral piazza. She lets the curtain drop, is quiet, then lets her hair loose. The Latin blood floods her veins. She looks angrily at him, as if she has drunk those 5 pints she smells, not him. Come on, you bitch, answer me. She forces a grin, the wrong thing to do. He pulls the phone out of its socket, smashes a glass against the wall. After all, her money bought everything. Empties his bowels over the marriage carpets, and she must tolerate everything. She's a wife. She should obey. Like an animal, she must have her dignity broken. Break her before she decides to run. Leave her with no dignity. It's fun. She's only a wife. A wife who must pick up sharp tears of glass, clean floors, mop up what he passes. Just a wife. He won't let her forget how he gave her a thin slice of wedding cake years ago. Now he shouts, kneel, bitch, kneel. Stop crying, stop snivelling and clean. Clean! This way he traps her in his world, a high cold place for a wife who, with tears on her nose and chin, is down on her knees, picking, clearing up all her desires. She is a reflection of his mercy. She has nothing, he said it, not even the ghost of youth. Where will she go? He's everything she's got. He taught her to believe this kneeling life's her universe. And escape would mean an eternity in the million-ton hell. So come on, clean, you promise me. Don't forget, in the eyes of God, you must stick it through sickness and health. Kneel, bitch.